to all of Political Talk, the Devil's Advocates.
I got my big buddy Fancy Brian on the board. I got my little buddy Dominic on the bike. I got you on the phones as well, 844-967-2789. Evan is taking your phone calls right here in the world headquarters, Devil Radio in Madison, where the roads are a little slick. Be careful out there. But guys, I was telling you all about what happened in the trials and travails of Ron Johnson. He's back on Righty Whitey Talk Radio this week. Went on the Icky Vicky McKenna show. And you and Vicky, you're thick as thieves, aren't you, Dom?
No, we're friendly to each other. I haven't seen her in a couple of years, though.
Well,
I don't know if she'd recognize me with my short hair now.
She gave me a hug. She clearly didn't recognize me most recently. Or you know, memories sort of get fuzzy after the fact. Forgot that I was the one that didn't like her. But let's talk about Ron Johnson and, you know, the Freedom Convoy truckers. Or as the headline here at the American Independent says, I found this first. Our friends at Heartland Signal in Chicago pointed out Ron Johnson compared Canadian anti-vaccine protesters to victims of the Holocaust. That's the headline. I'll read from the body of the piece. Senator Ron Johnson on Monday, that's yesterday, compared a convoy of anti-vaccine truckers in Canada to those exterminated by the Nazis during the Holocaust and falsely claimed that the self-named Freedom Convoy had acted lawfully to stand up to tyrants. And he can't wait to see how they're going to deal with the tyrants here. Going on the Icky Vicky McKenna show, Ron said, very peaceful protests are the best way to fight COVID-19 safety measures, and said that that was the hallmark of what happened in Canada. You know, those very peaceful protests, much like January 6th, very patriotic.
Yes.
Now, Ron claimed that his wife had seen a report that the truckers were honking their horns. It was kind of disturbing the peace, and so they stopped honking their horns. Don't do anything unlawful. That's what Ron claimed on Vicky's show. In reality,
the mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
In reality, as this article points out, it took a court order to get hundreds of angry truckers to stop blaring their horns as they intentionally blocked traffic. A little bit more. I thought the conduct of the truckers, again, I quote U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, I think the conduct of the truckers, the Canadians up there, was just exemplary. I sent him a 12-pack of Elsinore beer. That's what you need to keep doing. Again, it's not going to go away. I'm hearing a truck convoy in the U.S. We'll see what comes of that. We'll see how the tyrants react to it.
Well, they're doing far more than dismissing me.
Yes, the tyrants. I think he means Joe Biden, perhaps. Maybe Tony Evers is the tyrant.
Fauci. It's all Fauci.
But now here's where it gets interesting. Dom,
it gets even better. Wait, there's more.
He then suggested that the Canadian government's attempts to disperse the convoy were analogous to the genocide of millions of people under Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Here's specifically what he told your pal, Icky Vicky. I recently downloaded Martin Nomorler's famous quote, first they came for the socialist and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. And you know how it goes on. And then they came for the trade unionist and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, Ron Johnson is quoting this famous poem and then he says, I think I heard one of the Canadian protesters paraphrase that. People are noticing. People are awakening. Now, Dom, I've accused you on occasion of a bad analogy or two, but never in my wildest imagination and all your bad analogies in 10 years plus, 30 years of me knowing you, never have you come close to analogizing the Freedom Convoy with Holocaust, murdered people. It just seems like, you know, a bad analogy.
It is, but this is how Ron rolls, man. I mean, it keeps getting better slash worse. I guess it depends on your perspective. But Fancy Brian played the clip when he talked about, some other Republican or conservative.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
He's quoting someone who was there. And, of course, that was not the case. It was not legitimate political discourse when you're breaking in windows and crapping all over the Capitol.
Well, Ron must have read past a few of the headlines. You know, if you only go to Foxy News, you kind of miss a few things. A little bit more from the reporting. Contrary to Ron Johnson's claims that the group's behavior was exemplary and lawful, its week-long protests were anything but. Indeed, police arrested 11 protesters a week ago, blocking a border crossing in Alberta, seizing a cache of firearms and a large quantity of ammunition, apparently for use in a possible confrontation with law enforcement.
Oh,
so they
festive.
Came armed, heavily
yes.
armed.
They always come armed.
Dominic, other convoy members forced small businesses to shut down, caused damage to government vehicles, tried to make an Ottawa homeless shelter feed them, impeded the nation's supply chain and economy. And here's where you know they're really good people, Dom. Well, they were waving the Nazi flags and even desecrated Canada's National War Memorial. And by the way, even conservative officials in Canada criticized the unpopular demonstrations and urged the convoys to go home. Go home. Go to your homes. Well, Ron Johnson wants to see him here. He wants to see him in D.C. Wants to see if they'll take on the tyrants. So Ron, you know, dropping his ever cogent Holocaust equals freedom convoy members analogy.
Didn't like 10 people show up in Michigan for their truck protest? And let's be very, very clear here. Ron Johnson, when he compared the riot at the Capitol and those folks that were there, and he was fine with them because, you know, he wasn't going to get hurt, but he would not have felt the same way if it was BLM. So while 98% of the Black Lives Matter protests were peaceful and certainly just, I mean, if you're talking about tyranny, I can't imagine, you know, unarmed black people getting shot by government paid police people unjustly and with way more discrimination than white people. That's something that, you know, some people might get mad about versus what, having to get a shot to go do something. This is his comparison. But at the end of the day, well, those are Canadian white people and Black Lives Matter. Well, hell, it's right in the name.
Well, Dominic, not to be outdone, Rojo did one more interview on Monday. In a separate interview on Monday, Johnson told Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, you've heard that name, that by continuing to treat the pandemic as a public health emergency, even as coronavirus kills about 2,000 Americans each day, Biden is keeping the American people in a perpetual state of fear. And what's more tyrannical than that? Johnson claimed that the federal government, pharmaceutical industry, news media, and tech companies are all part of the nefarious COVID cartel that has cost hundreds of thousands of people their lives by not embracing, you know, ivermectin, horse paste, right? And other unproven treatments. So that's what Ron was up to this week. How about you folks?
844. Wow. Okay, what drug will work? Try a bunch of them.
Try all the drugs.
Yeah.
We do that here on occasion.
I mean,
844-967-2789. We got a new caller from Homestead, Florida earlier. Butch, I think his name. I think Butch had tried all the drugs as well. You'd like Butch. He's a lot us.
Well traveled.
Jeff from Madison, you're next. Probably sober. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, so I'm really confused. Is Ron Johnson supportive of socialists, or is he looking to round them up?
Well, I know he certainly didn't stand with the unions when Scott Walker was attacking them here in the state of Wisconsin. It's almost as they came for the unions, and Ron said nothing.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
Does that answer your questions, Jeff?
Well, I'm just wondering if the people are going to cut some more ads with all this good tape that Johnson keeps on spewing out.
Would you say we have a plethora of Johnson targets, P. Dominic Salvia?
I think we do, yes.
Jeff, would you like to see us target Rojo with some new work?
I think, you know, just in time for tax season, I think people should crack open their checkbooks and send the PC a check that's tax deductible, and we can get some good ads up.
Yeah, send it to the New World Headquarters, 3535 University Avenue. George Soros, if you're listening, that's 53705. Anything else, Jeff?
No, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. See what I did there?
I did. Well, and there, how many years did we go through and interview Ron Johnson? I mean, it's been
7 years. November of 2015 was our first Rojo exclusive. And that was when I hit him up with the Darth Vader, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
Ron, guys like me look at guys like you like you're Dick Cheney or Darth Vader. How do you live with yourself, Senator? You know, because I'd only ask a question of a man if I didn't think he was coming back on the show. A question of that sort. Pardon me. But he did come back. Shockingly, amazingly, 24 more exclusives we had with Ron Johnson.
Oh, what? 25 interviews with that. There's a lot of interviews.
That's
a lot
not
of
even
on the bone.
Going out and seeing Ron in public sort of stuff. Like, I saw Ron the other day. I got a little, you know, a couple of Ron Johnson sound bites. Used him on the big show. He shook my hand, kind of like Trump shook yours.
Yeah, right. I saw Ron speak to some event down at the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin one time. And I mean, we have, it's just so much sound.
Oh,
of him,
we saw Ron with Adject Pie. We saw Ron at a Wisconsin Media Association event. Oh no,
but that doesn't even count the exclusives we did with Ron. But what it is befuddling to me. You know, it's one thing to be a, you know, cut taxes, you know, kind of traditional libertarian-y kind of Republican to come around
cheer for Russia, hate on the president, cheer for
with us,
shut down the supply chains.
Yeah, how did that happen? Why did that happen? That's really a question. And, you know, Wisconsin continues to be the laughingstock of this country. I mean, even the cyber ninjas wrapped up their quote-unquote investigation and Arizona moved the hell on. And here we are in Wisconsin with a pro-Trumper, you know,
corrupted former Supreme Court justice.
Well,
I'm
talking about Ramjet, man. The guy wants to, you know, pull back all the electoral votes and redo everything. I mean, this is where Wisconsin's at. Like, most people are like, you know, it's gonna be springtime. We got elections coming around. No, we're looking backwards.
Did you see that Robin Foss, the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, has now confirmed that he signed off on the secret subpoenas that Michael Gableman, the before mentioned, you know, most corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court justice of all time.
Oh, the guy investigating the elections that admitted that he doesn't know how elections are run? That guy?
Well, he's now threatening to jail the mayor of Madison, where I'm broadcasting from, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, because Putin's had a big effect on the Republican Party of late.
Well, wait. He was going to jail the Madison, Wisconsin mayor, and then he said he wasn't going to jail the
Now he's got Voss's support on the subpoenas.
Oh, okay.
And now
okay.
Voss has acknowledged that Voss signed off on the subpoenas, which he then ran to a Waukesha County judge talking about Gableman, and the enforcement mechanism is to throw the mayor of Madison and Green Bay in jail.
Hey, it wasn't the former AG. What was his name? Who's now a
Brad
judge in
Schimmel.
Waukesha?
Was it Schimmel's courtroom? That's an interesting question. Oh, and Dominic, I don't know if you noted,
but our
friend Bruce Murphy over at
Urban Milwaukee, yeah.
The online daily Dom, well, he's got a new article, The Rise of Timothy Ramjam. Maybe we should share a little of that because it's good. With the audience next, the
all right,
part.
Man.
This show ain't done yet. It's still good. It's all good when you dial 844-967-2789. You know, I was on a press call, a national press call, and people asked me, Mike, you're from Wisconsin. What can you tell me about what's going on? And I said, well, I saw Ron Johnson the other day. He's embarrassing us. And then there's this Ramjam guy. I said, I want to go out and I want to publicly embarrass the guy. I want to go out to one of his press conferences and make him cry. But not yet. I'm enjoying it too much. He will bring down the Republican Party.
Yes.
Then we'll make him cry. More devils. Come back with us.
I don't have a lot of expertise.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
No, Ron. It's now only 4 easy payments of only $29.99.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
Would you say I have a plethora?